Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
To Broke Girl Therapy.
Therapy is too expensive.
You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy. Okay. Should we take a shot?
Oh, if you want to.
No, really?
Oh, I would. I'm not.
Oh.
Okay. If you know, I support it.
If you were honestly down, I would have been like.
I think I'm still hungover, but.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What'd you drink last night?
Tequila.
I don't know if I've ever got you fucked up on this show before.
No.
I kind of want to get you fucked up.
Okay.
Not tonight, but like another time.
Right. Yeah, we were going to do drugs.
We always say that. We have to do drugs next time.
It's just because I never have it on me.
I know. It's not like a drug that we just conveniently we have
to plan.
Like, and it's a whole thing. Like, I have to like plan out to get it.
Yeah.
Where to get it, but also have to plan out like the next 2 days.
For sure.
And then we also have to like out and do, you know what I mean? It's like a whole thing. And I just feel like.
It's elaborate. It's complex.
It's elaborate. Yeah. But we will one day.
We will.
It's just when the time is right.
Yes. Yeah.
We will do it. Anyways, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Do you have to wake up early? We'll try to make this quick.
Oh, this is still fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like trying to be mindful because I was like.
Oh, no, we're okay.
Because I could keep going.
You're good.
Yesterday, like I was like awake at like 1:30 a.m. and I just really wanted to clean.
Oh.
But then Quay was like, I'm trying to go to bed.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Let's get into it. Oh, my bowels. I might be farting in this episode a lot.
Let's record it.
I was gonna say that. Now I'm gonna get a hella.
All right, save it for the pod.
Save it for the pod.
You about to be farting for Jesus.
Again, this insulting.
I really
Christian.
Hope you can totally title it that episode, Jerking for Jesus.
I mean, I could.
Okay.
But I just know that it would just be so offensive. Or I'm like,
Jerking for Jay.
Jerking.
JC.
Oh, I was like, who's JC? I thought it meant
right, exactly.
You're right. That? They won't even know.
They won't even know. Only the cool Christians
well,
call
now,
JC.
That was like a month ago. So now this is a new day. Anyways, let's get into it. I could smell my dog. Oh. So like, I smell him.
Oh.
He has like a different stench. Okay, let's get into it. All right. Hi, guys.
It's Hello. Me.
Stephanie Megan, your host of Broco Therapy. And guess what?
What?
HK motherfucking Brains is here again.
I'm here. I ain't never left.
The millionth time. You never left. And we were jerky for Jesus.
We were.
Ate some Taco Bell. Yeah. And I'm kind of gassy. So.
I will be. You know.
I want you to.
I'll save it for Twitter.
Okay. Do you ever fart and take videos?
No.
No, bitch.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because I'm not into that.
You're not into that.
I was just approached to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the things that you're into?
Honestly, I feel like it is more like, I wouldn't say vanilla, but just like classic.
Right.
You know?
Like you don't have those like really kind of over the top, like kinks.
Yeah, like not, I wouldn't
like,
even
into
say
fisting or like
right. I wouldn't even say anything super aggressive either. Like I like a light amount of like you know choking or like covering my face or whatever, but like not. Oh, I do like getting spit on.
You like getting spit on?
Yeah.
Where do they?
Or, like spitting in my mouth.
Okay.
Spitting on my hole.
I mean, that sounds hot.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's always, like, I feel like spitting is normal, no?
Now it is.
I was going to say,
because
I feel like it's
it.
So, like, so much saliva, like, it spits. Oh, maybe I haven't really been spit on, you're right.
But it's the idea of, like, you requesting and then them doing it like forcibly, you know?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure if that's something I'd be into. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but yeah. I'm not quite sure. It's not something I'm like, ooh, turned on. But
yeah, yeah. No, I think it's hot. Like, I'll have him like, if it's not like him, like, just like, I don't have him like hawk and then like spit like that, you know? Yeah. It's like slowly like drooling into my mouth.
Like, I can see that.
The more I say these things, the more I think I like, maybe I am kinky, but in my mind, I really don't think it's that like crazy, I guess. Cause when I think kink, it's cause I know.
Right.
You know, like what we've is
heard
kink.
And seen yeah.
And
like,
so
you're not
I'm
like
not,
a theater and eater, like, type of stuff.
Yeah. I don't like, I'm not trying to do like public play. That's actually terrifying, the idea of
like, I don't like public play
yeah.
at all.
But yeah.
Okay, so you like the extreme vanilla.
Yeah. Maybe like caramel, like, or like, okay. Or like coffee. I'm thinking about ice cream now.
Yes.
You were like, what?
I was like, where's coffee?
I'm thinking about ice like cream. Coffee. I just coffee want ice cream. I'm going to get ice cream on the way.
Okay. I was like, what?
No, yeah, I wouldn't say, I guess I wouldn't be able to like be classified as just like vanilla. If you're thinking of vanilla as like, well, I can't even say Christian because that guy was very kinky.
He was kinky. I feel like I'm realizing more of what vanilla means. Again, I'm not a professional. Mm. But I think vanilla, it doesn't necessarily mean like boring sex. It just means just kind of the standard, you know, like.
Because vanilla can be passionate. And that's the thing
yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
I am actually more about, less about like kink or kinky activities. I'm really just about the passion,
right?
So,
but
like,
it's like, also like, is choking a kink? Because it's like, I like choking too. Like, is that considered a kink? But I also feel like that's so normalized that it falls into vanilla because
yeah,
so many people are doing it. Like, I feel like a kink is something that's like so extreme that it's not of like the standard normal vanilla.
Yeah, because some kinks are like an art.
Right.
You know, like it's and that's why I don't want like to say that I am into any specific kinks because I don't want to disrespect that.
Right.
You know, those art, like those artists.
Right. Yeah. I feel like I want to explore more of like the kinks and stuff like that, like just to see if like it is like for me or if I am something, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like there's still so much more to explore, but I feel like for so long my relationship with sex was always very difficult because there is this feeling of like safety that was always an issue.
Yeah.
And so that's why it was always so difficult for me to like explore like certain kinks or even be open to it because of the safetiness and the shamefulness that was brought up being raised, you know,
right,
Catholic
right,
and all
right,
that stuff.
Right.
But now I just feel like I'm hearing so much stuff. I'm in a very safe, like, relationship, you know what I mean? And, like, safe in a good way, not, like, I'm feeling, like, you, like I feel safe, like, sexually and all that stuff.
Yes,
so,
correct.
Like, yeah, then now I'm, like, I could feel good thinking about stuff like that. So, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Do you ever been to a sex party?
No.
Okay.
But I'm thinking, when I'm thinking sex party, I'm thinking like a legitimately orchestrated and organized.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I haven't. I haven't. I've just been to a party where everybody just started having sex with each other.
Wait, whose part? Like, what? How do we? What do you mean?
It was a long time ago. It was just a, like.
It was just everyone came
it
over.
It was a
hang
regular
out.
House party, but just like with a bunch of gays. And then, like.
And then everyone just started,
you know,
having
the drugs
sex.
Came out. And then, like, we were. This is like literally at, like, you know. 4 or 5 a.m. hour,
and everyone just started having sex. So you were just like,
well, the thing is, I didn't know. I was new to this group, and I didn't know that this group got down like that.
Oh shit!
And no one ever pressured me either. Like, it was just totally fine. Right. But they were like, you know, this is just what we're gonna do right now. And I was like,
so everyone was just having sex with each
other. Okay. And the thing is, I couldn't leave because my friend was like
having sex.
Yeah, having sex. But like, they didn't like force it upon me, you know, right. Like I was like, I totally could have been like on another side of the house, but I was just like,
did
okay,
you watch?
Well, I'm here. I'm no, I also had sex with.
Oh, okay, okay. I was like, so you just, like, what would you? Like,
so it was just a party doing? Where we all had sex. Yeah, yeah.
And then everyone was just having sex in front of each other.
Yeah, wow. That was the first time I actually experienced that type of like.
That's
I guess
so liberating.
Almost like an orgy ish.
Yeah, that's so liberating.
And the only weird part, because the thing is, like, I didn't know much of any of them, so that was like kind of actually. Worked for me.
I was gonna say,
but
yeah.
the weird part was when I saw my friend because I was like, oh, this is kind of weird.
Oh, okay.
And we were like kind of like
the other way.
We were like fucking side by side, but not like, you know, with different people.
Right.
But yeah, it was an experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the only time?
That was the only time.
Okay. Yeah. I just like feel like there's still so much more you haven't told us, and I want you to reveal so much.
I think it's
every
just like
time.
I also forget those things. I haven't talked about that one in like a long time.
Well, this is the place to talk
about. Right. This is the place to bring it up.
That's the place to unpack and release.
Yes.
I love that. Okay, let's get into some emails. Yes. I feel like every time I'm with you, like we need an update. Like it's like
true.
I feel like especially you in particular, like you just have so many great stories. And I feel like sometimes you don't realize how great they are. And I just like need to hear.
Because in my mind, I'm just like, oh, this is just a thing that happened.
Like, yeah, like a regular orgy that happened. I'm just like, that's, I've never stumbled upon anything like that. I wish.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's so liberating. Yeah. But, you know.
I think, like, especially.
I also feel like
gays,
if it's all men and all dicks, that
makes
sense.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, gays just love their sex parties for
like,
sure.
I mean, women too, like the twins, they like been to so many sex parties.
Oh,
so,
together?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to their podcast.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So it's, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've had friends that have been to sex parties. I'm like, why hasn't anyone ever invited me to a sex party?
Yeah.
I don't think I would like join. I would just like want to watch, observe.
You could do that too.
Right.
I mean, you got to be invited, but yeah.
But I'm waiting for a fucking invite. But no, but also like, I don't know, maybe if I'm not opposed to joining in, but I think again, it has to be this feeling of like safety.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that's the thing too. Would you even be comfortable with like a group of strangers? That is where it's a little weird. Because even in that group situation, even though I was new, the ones that I was involved with were the only guys that I like had relatively known.
Right. I think if I feel like the first time I ever go, definitely not.
Okay.
Like I feel like that's why I kind of want to go. Not because I feel like I want to just start fucking in front of people, but just also just to feel kind of like there is this kind of shame, this Catholic guilt and being a woman that sometimes like, I get kind of nervous to talk about it, even though like I talk about it all the time, but there is this part of me that still kind of battles with that shame. And there is this curiosity of just wanting to see how other people do it and also like feel comfortable and maybe like become, you know, like, I don't know. There's just,
I would be super curious too.
I think there's so much more in my sexuality that I want to explore that I don't think that I've tapped into yet. And
got
so
it.
I think I have to feel a level of confidence, and I also think it's a body issue thing too. Like I don't want to show too much of my body to strangers, and I think if I see and I get more comfortable, this could potentially like help me be more comfortable, you know.
Yeah, I think that's also probably why like swinging or swingers tends to be like those like middle-aged people,
right?
Because those like they've just had to suppress their sexuality into just their one relationship and they're ready to explore.
Right.
So like, I think that just speaks to like how sexual exploration and liberation is a normal part of the human experience.
Right. So. Exactly. So.
And so is queerness.
Oh, we love it. And I also think too, there is this like part of me that wants to experience like something with like a woman, and I've never done that.
Mm.
So
it doesn't have to be like full on.
Right.
Lesbianic type of sex. It could just be like a girl in the vicinity,
you know? Or just something to kind of explore and just kind of like again like reevaluate. Like I feel like my relationship with sex before was so based off of like feelings, you know, and like validation and ego, but now it's really like I really want to just explore in a sense of just like this is natural, you know, like pleasure is okay, and not to feel shameful, and to explore like what I do like, what I don't like. It's kind of like I feel like I've really gotten to put in work on myself and like how like my mental and my like brain functions and my trauma works and all that stuff. But it's like now I'm like I feel like there's still so much about my sexuality that I haven't uncovered yet. So I don't know if that made any sense.
That made perfect sense.
So I think I just
so let's uncover it.
And just because I'm in a relationship doesn't mean it's just like okay, that's it. You know, it's like, I want to, I don't know. Like
that's
now,
probably why those people end up suppressing it, because that's what they assume. They're like, I found the one, that's one and done.
And because of the whole monogamy thing
is culture.
And obviously, like, I'm not looking, like, that's the thing. It's like, if I would hook up with someone else, it'd be a woman. Like, I want to explore that, you know? And so, like, I'm perfectly fine with the dick that I got.
You know what I mean? Like, I can flirt with him.
Like, again, there's like the safety thing that I have to feel, but I don't know. We'll see. Thank you. Someone invite me to a sex party. Yeah. Okay. Let's read an email.
Okay. So let me share a tale as old as time. And I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches, only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This one says, retiring fuckboy issues. Yes, and she is a Scorpio and he's an Aquarius. I met this guy on a sexual site where it's a major kink community.
Ooh.
He is 31 and I'm 34. Yes, we got some 30-year-olds.
But millennials.
We got someone our age listening.
The real millennials.
Right, the peak millennials. What interested me about him was that he was very open to trying and exploring things based on our chats. We decided to meet up and automatically clicked on a personal level. Great guy, amazing conversationalist, and very funny. After continuing to talk and whatnot, we decided to have sex. He had an amazing penis size. And since I wanted to impress the guy, I did most of the work for a few weeks. As time continued, he began to open up more and more to the point where he began to share how he was a party animal and extremely sexually active since he was in middle school. Middle school.
Jesus.
I mean, same. I was dry humping for sure. Still sex. Anyways, I asked him about his body count and he didn't even want to answer. His only response was that he has had it all and that there is no size, color, or girl type or fantasy he hasn't had. As a woman who was married before, experienced sexual deprivation, and I was like, how do I read that word? It's not. And whose count is low? Yeah, I thought I hit the jackpot. Mind you, I was single for a while before him, but I've had my share of escapades, and most of the guys were great in bed, and the sex was always 50-50. I'm confused. My ADD.
No, I'm confused too, because...
As the time continued, he began to open up more and more to the point where he began to share how he was a party animal and extremely sexually active since he was in middle school. I asked him about his body count, and he didn't even want to answer. His only response was that he has had it all and that there is no size, color, or girl type or fantasy he hasn't had. As a woman who was married before... So he's like, he's very experienced. He said he's like literally slept with every single type of woman. Is that what you're saying?
I guess. Have you had a trans woman?
Oh.
Don't say every unless you mean it.
Right. As a woman who's married before, experienced sexual deprivation and whose count is low, yeah, I thought I hit the jackpot. So she thought she hit the
She's seeking.
Like this a fuck idea. Boy. Oh.
Not even fuck boy, just someone who's sexually open.
Oh, okay, okay.
But what she got, well, we'll see. Let's see.
Yeah. Mind you, I was single for a while before him, but I've had my share of escapades, and most of the guys were great in bed, and the sex was always 50-50, meaning like everyone's pleasing each other.
Okay.
They did as much as I did. So she's saying,
Oh.
Because at first she was saying that she yes. was doing all the work, but then he's all like talking this shit up, like yeah. he's done everything.
We didn't know what work meant, but now right. we do. Yeah, okay, got it.
Right,
got it.
But she's saying that she's had sex with guys. Maybe it's not as much as whatever, but like it's always been 50-50. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. we've always pleased each other.
Yeah.
All right, anyways, we got on track.
I got it.
They did as much as I did. I didn't stay with any of them because I wanted to explore and not settle so quick after my divorce. Anyway, fast forward 8 months, and now the problems begin. I've noticed sex is only when he wants it, and it's literally plowing.
Oh.
Do you know how to read that?
No, I mean no. Plowing.
Plowing, yeah. It's literally plowing with no foreplay. No kissing, no touching, no passionate play.
She's just a hole.
Oh, so he's literally just like pounding her with no foreplay. Wow, okay. He's always tired. When we finally have sex, I give. Meaning, I give a blowjob, ride him, or let him fuck laying down or on our sides. I'm getting tired of it. I feel like he's fucked his way through girls so bad, and he doesn't even know anything aside from just sticking in and out. We don't... Yeah, this man is all talk. We don't switch positions. Switching up positions for you. Because he... Oh, because he says he has bad knees or his back is thrown out. I've even joked and told him before, oh, come on, babe. She says, come on, babe. I'm trying to see your stallion skills. And he laughs but doesn't even catch on. Is this normal of a fuckboy wanting to settle down? Do guys who have had it all really get like this after their run of the mill? It's so sad. I've confronted him about it, and he says he doesn't like doing too much because he doesn't want porn sex. Just to nut, and that's it. I wish I'd known from the jump what his idea of settling down was. He thinks I want more to impress him, but really it's for him to impress me. Only because he was so open to trying and exploring in our early chats, and he was on a sex community page. I thought he would be more open. Help! Do I retire the dude or send him on his way to another nursing home? Whoa.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Nursing home. Another one. I'm confused. Okay.
Oh, I think because in her mind, she's thinking like nursing home, like because she's been such the giver.
Oh.
That's what she means by nursing home. Not okay. Like for old people.
Like, damn, he only 34. Give him a break.
Okay, so here's the mistake that you tried to find love on a kink website. Also, because, like, are y'all really into kink? Because, again, I know when I observe kink.
We were just talking about kink,
and
yeah.
the kink people that I observe are, like, passionate. They treat it as their art. And, like, if you just wanted to, like, play around with, like, whips and ball gags just for one time, like, y'all are not kinksters.
It seems like, though, she's been wanting to explore, though. Like, she's the one that's like, okay, I'm not super, like, familiar, yeah. but I'm open to it. But he's the one talking well, all of his shit.
So what happened is like, that's why I was like, this website was what kink website? This was Christian Mingle. It might have well had been Christian Mingle. But the thing is, I think this guy, I don't want to say he was like a predator, but he was able to like be a manipulator and extort you because he just found susceptible women
right.
who were like looking for to have needs met. But then really, he just wanted to find girls that were givers that he could literally treat as human fleshlights.
Right, because he's not kissing you. There's no passion.
He's clearly not creative. He doesn't give a fuck about, I don't know. Guys like this, I've heard so many.
The fact that he's like said, oh, I've had like all of this. Like he seems like he's bragging. Like he's overcompensating.
Yeah.
Because he's probably vanilla. Again, nothing wrong with being vanilla, but like.
If he was really a kinkster, he'd be blowing your fucking mind right now. If he was really cared about like having good sex, he would still be having good sex.
You.
Yeah. So
maybe
like.
His kink is no passion.
I think his kink is being an asshole.
Yeah.
And just taking advantage of women. That's the thing, too. He probably doesn't even care about getting you off. Like, that's clear, right? He's not interested in pleasing women. He's just interested in pleasing himself. So,
literally.
Like, I wouldn't even call that a fuckboy.
Because he's not a great fuckboy.
Yeah.
He just is just like.
He's
whack.
Just a dick.
Right. He's just whack as fuck.
And not in the good way.
Right. And she's a Scorpio, so she freaky as fuck, and he's an Aquarius. That's just embarrassing.
I'd say just don't waste any more time.
Right. Yeah, move on.
Yeah. Cancel your Christian Mingle account.
Go on a real kink website. Yeah. And find you a better man.
Go on Craigslist, bitch.
If you want real kink, go on Craigslist. For real. No, you've never fucked anyone from Craigslist.
Absolutely not. I mean, I've looked just out of curiosity, but I was like, I don't think I could ever build up the confidence to like, yeah.
Oh, my cat. Okay. Next one. This one is celibacy.
Okay.
We're both familiar. Maybe. Okay, hi guys. Not sure if you remember, but last year at 6/7/21 to be exact, I sent you an email titled Toxic. You read it with HK Brains. So since November, I have been celibate. I dig on a hoe tour. I love that, hoe tour. I like that.
Yeah.
After the relationship for about 2 months, it was his size, it was different size dicks, but no one could make me come. Ow, my fucking cat just. Touched my hand.
Oh no.
No one could make me come. I was so frustrated, so I decided to become celibate. I recently reconnected with the guy I had talked to and decided to break my celibacy a week ago with him. Girl.
Wait, how long was she celibate?
So I recently reconnected with the guy I had talked to and decided to break my celibacy a week ago with him.
We don't know how long the celibacy was.
No.
Okay.
Girl, all I can say is WAP. Paradise. He immediately went down on me and I got lost in the sauce.
Okay.
I like that. Prior to doing it with him, I was masturbating like crazy. And one day I was like, fuck, I think I'm ready to have some dick. I get that.
Well, prior to. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, yesterday we met up again, but it was not it. I wasn't even wet when he tried to shove it up there and I didn't even come. When he was finished, I was like, okay, well, that was not it. Got dressed and then left. Jeez. She's like, that was not good. And just
yeah,
got...
damn.
My point is that celibacy made me value myself more and heal from my last relationship. But it also made me realize that I have to have some sort of emotional connection with the person in order for me to come. Like who I am. Like who am I? Like who? Oh, I cannot read today. I cannot read. And I should have made you read this.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Jeez. I have to have an emotional connection with the person in order for me to come. Like, who am I is what she meant to say.
Got it.
I guess I'm just an emotional bitch. I have been doing so good since the last email I sent. It made me cry listening to it on the pod and loved you and HK's advice.
Aww.
Love that.
Oh, so we gave like good advice on this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back to the archives.
honestly took it into consideration and did this whole eat, pray, love kind of thing.
Okay.
Anyways, huge, huge fan. Love y'all.
Yay. Love you too. We love you too.
And thank you for this part too. I love when you guys like, please send me some follow-ups.
Yeah, this was a great follow-up.
This was such a great follow-up because she gave details of the date that she sent the email and everything. So
yeah, yeah. I just but that's to, like, also like great progress because you realize you had the revelation that like, yeah, like you aren't here just for those flings anymore.
Right.
Like you want a deeper connection.
Right. And
so
In the sex therapist episode, one fucking clip that went viral and everyone's roasting us for it, was Danica, the sex therapist, said it takes women, generally, not everyone, that's a controversial thing to say, it takes about 20 to 40 minutes to get fully aroused. Mm-hmm. And again, you get instantly turned on, but our bodies react a certain way. It's not like men where we just get a boner and we're fucking good to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it really takes a lot of mental stimulation. It takes foreplay. It takes kissing. It takes great conversation.
It takes intent. Like,
it takes intent. And
you
like,
have to want.
And that's okay. Like, I feel like, you know, Reader over here was, like, kind of shaming herself. Like who am I? Because I used to always do that, too. Be like, oh, my God, I need to have, like, a connection. And it's just like, there's nothing wrong with that. That's exactly literally what you deserve.
Exactly.
And it's honestly the human body. I mean, granted, yeah, we've just been horny, just done it. But at the end of the day, if you think about all those times, it's like, you had to have had some sort of mental stimulation.
Yeah.
Now you just want something with more substance.
Yeah.
That's just the only difference. So there's nothing wrong with that. I think celibacy for me, when I was celibate, before I met my boyfriend, I wasn't intentionally celibate. I just didn't have sex for like 2 years. But it was a great time because I was being very choosy on who I wanted to give myself to, only because I knew how emotionally attached I can get.
Yeah.
So I was being very mindful. I didn't want to get hurt. So, yeah, I just think, and also I just wanted to be stimulated. I just didn't want to just give it to anybody, you know? So maybe that's right. What you're going through. I don't know. How about you?
No, I think that's exactly what's going on. Like she, yeah. That's why she told it in that part of like the first time was great and the second time was whack. That was her revelation. Like, oh, I just, obviously, it was great because she hadn't been fucking for so long. Mm. And then realizing that she just realized what she wants.
Right.
So yeah, it's okay to want more.
Exactly. And I think, you know, woman to woman with women body parts, you know, you saying like no one can make me come, like that used to be something that was like really difficult for me too. It's like I couldn't just like come with like anybody, even if like the dick size was massive or like the sex was good. It's just that, like, again, going back to what I said earlier, like there is this like level of safety that I have to feel, because for men and women it's different. Like with y'all could just nut in your mouth.
Like, well, there is like dynamics too, and I think it's intent as well as an understanding, because there are, I think we've politicized it to where it's just like, okay, everybody gets theirs.
Right.
You know, and that's
right.
If they haven't, then it's unfair, which on some ends it is, like the last guy who's just being an asshole. But
and
like,
not mindful, yeah.
Sex doesn't have to be orgasm focused, because I've definitely just enjoyed having a session where I was just pleasuring my man and focused on getting him off. And that was good enough for me, you know? So like, or, and then vice versa.
I think just being present in the moment.
Yeah. Like not everybody has to nut, and like, but if you want that, you know, like definitely communicate that, be like, yes, I think it's fair that we both nut, you know?
Right. Right.
Or like this time it just be like, you got this one, you know, like
right.
Whatever it is. But like, I think she's also realizing probably what she wants out of her future sex life, which is like, yeah, I'm going to get mine every time.
Right. And she wants it from someone she really likes.
Yeah.
Like or at least just a connection, and not just like, I know, because she said the last time they had sex, it was just like she was dry and she couldn't get, like, what was happening?
It just sounded like she wasn't aroused.
Yeah. Like it wasn't even wet. And when he tried to shove it up there and I didn't even come. So it looks like there was like not enough like foreplay, or maybe like you probably weren't fully aroused yet. Like you could have been turned on, but again, our bodies react differently than like men do, you know? And so, or men body, like male body parts do. So it's just like,
and honestly, I've also had sex when I really didn't want to.
Right.
I mean, not in a non-consensual type of way, but like your body was already on it, in it, or like you realize like, oh wow, I just linked with this person out of like, you know, attention or compensation, and like I really just want to go home right now.
Right, right, right. You're just kind of like,
yeah,
kind of turned on, but I'm kind of not.
Yeah,
like I'm just here.
It was more the idea.
But again, yeah, like, no, just no stimulation. It was just
going after something is more so. I've been trying to do this like whole dopamine detox thing, and you have to understand that dopamine is about desire, not about the joy you get from enjoying something. So like people think dopamine is like a rush you get from like when you eat sugar or when you fuck or when you do a drug or whatever. But the thing is, it's more about the desire. So it's about you just going after that thing. That's what you get the rush from. So like she was probably getting the rush from like trying to link up with this guy. And when she finally was doing it, the rush was gone.
Right. Like, right. That's
she
true.
Didn't really want it. So
yeah, that's true. I love that. Let's try and do another one.
Okay.
We're all short and petite. Okay, this one looks on brand for you. Did you see the title already? This one says, Dick at Sunday Breakfast. Do you want to read it? You haven't read yet.
Okay.
They're all been short, so that's why I'm like, I feel confident.
All right. This is called Dick at Sunday Breakfast. We get a lot of Christian stories.
That's true. It's all religious based lately. Yeah,
we're talking about the demographic, and I was like,
maybe they're Christian. Maybe.
Comment
below your religion. So we'll make sure not to be offensive.
Yeah.
And mindful.
Okay.
Or maybe we will. I don't know.
Here we go. It says, I matched with this guy on Hinge and Bumble and Tinder.
Wait.
What's going on?
Oh, so on all, she matched the same guy. I've done that before. That's happened.
Oh, really?
Has that happened to you?
No.
What? Sometimes you see the same people. I'm sure I was probably one of those people to them, too. Obviously.
Anyway, oh, I see. So there's like, okay. So you're a match. Yeah. Thrice over.
Right.
I'm on all the apps, but shoot, apparently he is too. Yeah, because y'all be matching. We talked for about a month. This was pre-COVID. Oh, and we were both out of town for the holidays. I was a bit nervous about meeting him because he just seemed too good to be true. Good looking man, little chocolatey. Good chocolate. I already love you for this.
What did she say?
She said, little chocolatey.
Little chocolatey.
Oh my God. Jeez. Good job. Was building a house that I could make a home. Yes.
Love that.
But yes, and there was some red flags that I, sorry.
Oh. It's a lot of editing in this episode.
There was some red flags that I was obviously colorblind to, but that's not the point.
Oh.
We finally met up a day for breakfast at a popular breakfast joint in the neighborhood. Okay. It was popular for the elderly and for the after Sunday services families.
Love that.
We met up there. I got there first and told the hostess that if he was short or a catfish to sit him alone so Ooh. I could sneak away. Damn, you better tip that host because that's extra work.
Right.
He was neither of those things, and we had a great meal. We drove in his car to a movie theater and watched some car movie. Okay. Don't ask me what it was. We know it was Fast and the Furious, girl.
Or maybe, wasn't it? No, there's no, this is recently. Is a Fast and Furious movie out?
Well, no, but they met like pre-COVID.
Oh, right, yeah.
Kept things pretty PG, some kissing and hand-holding. After the movie, we drove back to my car, which was still at the breakfast joint in broad daylight. Elderly folks and church-going families parked all around me. He leaned in for a kiss. Goodbye. We had a cute little peck, and I was digging in my purse for my car keys, and I hear him say, he wants a kiss too.
What?
A whole ass penis was staring right at me.
Wait.
What? Yeah, so this is what happened. So after they kissed goodbye, she gave a cute little peck, and she was like looking, rummaging her bag for her keys, and then he just says, he wants a kiss too. She turns to seize the dick.
Oh my. Okay.
And you know what I would have done, but she says, I'm not going to lie. It did end up in my mouth, period. said- But the audacity of this man, I mean, you know, I think he just saw an opportunity.
Right.
Obviously, I did do the whole, oh my God, I'm not going to give it a kiss on the first date. Why? But after some more kisses from him, I was convinced. I mean, you should have pulled Jonani out. Oh. She want a kiss too.
Exactly. That's what I would have done. Be like, I kissed that, you kissed this.
Yeah. I wish I could tell my grandbabies, and that's how I met your father. But we stopped talking a couple months later after I went psycho on him. But that's another story. What? Okay. We'll follow up with that story, please. Anyways, I love your podcast. Thank you, Therapist Stephanie.
That's hilarious.
That was a great story.
It was
so chaotic.
It was so chaotic. The story structure of that. And also, I want to know, like, what did she go psycho over? But I feel like clearly someone like that would make you go psycho.
Yeah. I mean, it also, like, takes two. We don't know. You know?
That's true.
I think, like, yeah, I love that story.
I do love that story. Because, like,
you know, he was a horn dog and she was down for it.
And I love it. It's, like, on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
People are, like, getting out of church, having breakfast. And he just, like, whips his dick out. Like, can I, you want some? Like, that's crazy. I love that.
I've done it in a, the most public place that I've done it is in the parking structure of Disneyland.
You had sex.
Still kind of hidden, though.
Oh, like, were you in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, just out in the structure. Just.
I mean, you never know. I feel like you, I wouldn't be surprised. So I with you, I like need you to clarify.
Oh, true.
It could be that.
You're right. Like behind a car.
Yeah.
You were in the car.
Always like dry hump and like make out with my boyfriend in high school and like the mall like parking structure.
Oh, okay.
And his Lexus. He was rich. He's a doctor now.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
All right.
Moved on.
I thoroughly enjoyed that Sunday breakfast story.
Have you ever done that? Do you ever just like go like, oh, do you want, like, how do you get guys to like want to suck your dick?
I mean, usually it's not just that I'm focused on. It's just like.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm not just like, how am I going to get them to suck my dick? It's more like, how are we going to, like, get to having sex overall?
Yeah.
But I think.
Like, have you ever done? I feel like, because you've met up with a lot of people.
I've never done anything like this.
Okay. Because like, I was going to say, because you've linked up with a lot of, like, hookups, like, online and stuff. And obviously, you want to get straight to it.
I so think that's I think, the thing. Like, when you do online, because this is more like. Dating, going into flirtation, like
right.
That whole thing to me is like you don't know when sex is on the table.
Right.
That's why he like, you know, it was a surprise to see his dick.
Stick on the
yeah. I was like, wow. Slurp. But for me, it's like I already know what I'm like both parties already know what they're getting into just by being on the specific app they're on.
Right.
So it's like we already know what's gonna happen. So right. There isn't really a lot of like coercion.
Right.
But even when I was on Hinge for a couple months, it's very coded, at least in like gay culture. And like I knew this was gonna transfer over to Hinge, but like specifically Grindr and Jacked, we know it's just for sex. We know it's just for hookups. When you get over to Hinge and Tinder, boys like to act like here for dating and blah, blah, blah.
Tinder's the streets.
But that's the thing. Like, they want to act like oh, I want a relationship. I'm just here to meet people, blah, blah.
But they just want
to. The moment, the code, at least for boys or gay boys, is like, they'll say, what are you into? The moment that line is dropped, I know that, one, they want sex, and two, they want to know how I like to fuck. But then the way I like teeter around it, I don't just say like, oh, this is what I like. I say, oh, I'm just here for friends and casual fun.
Oh.
Casual fun is the key word to say I'm down to fuck.
Okay.
For me.
I mean, that makes sense. I feel like that's such a universal like thing, no matter.
Oh, you'll
like,
do that too? Okay.
You're like, well, what?
I'm thinking like, this is how the game do it.
You're like, don't the straight, what is that?
I mean, on like Hinge or like, yeah, those apps. Because when my first, like, my first experience with Hinge is like actually just like using it on my friends' phones.
Right.
Because I didn't care. I was just like, I know what I want. But then like my friends who like wanted to like date and do the whole relationship thing, they were like, that's why I like Hinge more. I was like, okay. And so when I got into Hinge, like I went in with it with that intent. I knew I was always going to be upfront. I never was trying to like coerce anyone or swindle anyone into having sex. I was just going to be like, cool.
Up front, right, yeah,
like,
right,
we
right.
can go on a date, but like if you pull your dick out, I definitely, you know.
Right, right.
So,
I guess I just want like a play-by-play on like how you have sex. I've always like, I keep asking you in every episode, I'm like, how did it go down?
So,
like, I'm like, who,
as a general,
who sucks dick first? Like, do you ever suck dick first?
Or so yeah, so it's different every time. Okay. Like, you have to, it's like, it's the vibe, it's like how you feel it out. Like, if he wants to be more dominant or if he wants me to be more dominant. Mm. So, like,
are you more dominant or submissive type?
I'm whatever needs to happen that needs to get done. Like, I, that's,
so you're
I just
always
get
the whole,
more,
no matter what.
No.
Do you ever talk?
Yeah.
Bitch, I never knew that. I thought you were strictly bottom. Are you
which
a first?
Which, and there's no, like, bottom shaming, because I also love bottoming, but yeah.
You're first?
Yeah.
What do you do most? I thought this whole time you were strictly bottom.
Okay, so that's the thing. Like, I don't even, in gay culture, I don't like how it's so, it to me, that's too, like,
I just, I've
boxing,
had,
I've say like top,
right.
bottom verse.
I get that. I guess for me, like, I had a friend who was like, oh, I'm just a bottom, just a bottom.
But that's
only,
the thing, like,
you know?
Those people that define it, because the people that put that in their bio, they're like strictly top or like power bottom. And like, absolutely, like, more power to you. But I think that's also very, one, it can be very divisive, and two, it like limits your sexual experience.
I was gonna say that always made me feel kind of weird, because I'm like, you're only gonna do that, like, you're not open to, like, I feel like it's gonna feel good either way.
Which for some, I can see,
like, it depends on like the vibe.
Yeah,
right?
I can see how, you know, people identify with that. But it's just my personal philosophy. I like being open to different types of experiences.
Yeah.
And because I like different types of guys. So I, you know, I'm attracted to mask guys as well as femme guys. So, like, obviously,
for some
we're going to be
I
doing
only,
different
I've
things.
I've only, like, maybe not assume. I've only, like.
It's because I've only told you
about
my bottoming stories.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, well, do you have any topping stories? Like, has anyone ever shit on your dick?
No. No, thankfully.
Have you ever spit roasted somebody else?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
I think when I think about my topping moments, it's either because I was just in the mood for it, or the guy that I was talking to specifically liked to bottom more, or in that moment just wanted to bottom, and I was like, great.
Did you ever just like switch?
That's the best. So, like, my favorite is flip fucking, where, like, we switch positions.
I feel like that would make sense.
It's great.
What's your favorite position as a top?
I'm
learning so. I feel like I'm just so, like, amazed, because I, this whole time in my head, and when I envision you having sex, you were always a bottom. Sorry if that's weird to say.
No.
But,
it's okay.
Like, now I'm like, whoa. So, you do the top. Like, now I want to explore, like, HK top. like this is a whole side of you that I didn't know.
So
what's your favorite position as a
top? Actually, my, like, I had a relationship where I was like, I was the top.
Really?
Yeah. And it really is just like, I just go off of the vibe, like what is going to like get this person off? Because that's what I go.
Wish
that's
I
what
was
I
a
enjoy.
Gay man, because you really get to experience both,
yeah,
the hole and the dick.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be both.
I think that's people why also like I totally understand why people love bottoming only, is because like as a male you get to kind of play both sides, I guess, and like be
that's
the receiver,
so...
the recipient.
I'm kind of,
but also
jealous.
If it wasn't for the prostate, come on, like. That's a blessing. Right. That's a blessing.
Right.
But yeah.
But only males have a prostate.
Right. Was that a question?
That was a question. I needed to confirm.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you know, I want to feel what y'all, how come you guys get a prostate and we don't?
Right. I mean, I actually don't know. I'm just glad it's there. I'm just so fucking, it's a blessing.
My two brain cells it's a left.
Blessing. But,
my brain cells are running the show right now. My two brain cells only.
Yeah. And I think that's also why, like
what is a prostate?
It's a magical
G-spot.
Yeah, basically.
That's why I think that, like, God really did invent gays. And all these Christians that are against...
Or just that sex is supposed to be experienced in a right. multitude of ways.
Exactly, because y'all are born with the motherfucking prostate. That's not just... That is a God's gift.
Right.
And women don't have that.
Right.
God loves gays. Right. Fuck that shit.
Right. And the fact that you can literally come just from, like...
Right.
Prostate milking.
Like, biologically, that was made...
Yeah.
For y'all.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So finger your man's ass.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, like, obviously, he should, like, wash first. But, like, yeah, do that. Butt stuff. This is butt stuff part two.
I know. Wait, but you didn't answer my question. What is your favorite top position?
My favorite top position actually is doggy.
Okay. I feel like every guy
used to be missionary.
Every guy likes doggy.
Well, because the thing is, when I bottom, I just like being on my stomach. And it's not that I don't like, because I'll enjoy missionary for a moment because I like the romance
sometimes
of
the
it
doggy
all, but
style,
like
I get really sore because I feel like I'm doing a plank for so long.
Well, mine is because
you're like,
it's literally like, it's technical because like when I'm on my stomach and being fucked, that's when I know he's gonna hit my spot and I'm gonna come.
Okay, what is your trick? Because I mean, doggy style is fine, but sometimes boyfriend takes a while. I mean, like sometimes it just depends on the day. Sometimes my body is sore and like I get kind of tired just like doing a plank, you know. Like, what's a cute way to be the doggy and doggy style?
I would take
arch
like
the
a
back.
Like a cushion or something to
I
support
always do
yourself.
That too,
oh, you do
yeah.
that? Yeah.
I think I need like a thicker cushion.
Oh.
I think my, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Foam roller. No, I'm just kidding.
That actually.
Maybe. Yeah. You need something firm to like hold
right,
up
I
against.
Need something firm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll check that. So doggy style. But I feel like every guy likes doggy style.
It's, I'm just literally thinking of like, because we also, I don't just stick to one position. I'm
right.
just, I'm
but
thinking
I just wanted
about
to
the,
know, like,
the main position that I end up like nutting.
Which is doggy style.
Yeah.
Every guy
yeah.
nuts from doggy style yeah. quickly. Like if you just want, like even women for us, we're like, if we want like, okay, you already got
but
ours.
When I bottom, yeah, I'll want him to fuck me on my stomach to make me come. But usually they only come when I'm riding them. I don't know.
When you're riding.
I'd be spelling my name. You know?
H-K.
This hole is talented.
So they come when you ride them doggy style.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because I'd be milking it.
I'd
be doing this with it.
wait, what is this?
That's my, like, you know how to, like, contract? Oh, like, I can, like, contract.
What do you mean?
While I'm on it.
Oh, you contract your dick?
No, my hole. Yeah.
You cut. What?
Oh, it's a whole nother episode. It's like.
You contract your butthole while
yeah.
they're writing it?
Yeah.
I need to learn how to do that.
Okay.
Okay. We're gonna do another dick thing. But it'll be a Bletnik. Blet is a butt.
Yes.
Bletnik.
Bletnik.
Oh my God.
Special request.
Maybe we'll put that on the Patreon. They need to pay for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, any last words on what the fuck we just talked about?
No, I think we've had enough words, but we also set up a lot for the future.
We did.
We have a lot of good copy. We'll have to make note of these upcoming topics. So,
oh, don't worry. I always have a mental note.
Yeah. Follow me, Lechon baby. Not me closing out before you even say plug yourself. Sorry.
Plug yourself. Yeah, it's late. It is 11:30. I get it. Plug it.
It's a school night.
Right.
Lechon baby. I really want to use that. I really want to use that.
Lechon baby.
Yeah, but for now, HK Brains.
And then follow me, Stephanie Megan. We're going to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there. I'm running out of stories, you guys. And I know we always like bag on reading the long ones, but I really do love the long ones with details and paragraphs. Yeah. Like, I want to know the details.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are great, but we just want more.
Yeah.
Send them on my website, brocotherapy.com. All right, bye.
Lechon, baby.
Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.